blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Remember, man, that thou art dust. Love is stronger than death. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Yesterday, children, we started on what Dom Guéranger calls our career of penance, at least 40 days for this job, to try to save our immortal soul, by thinking about death. That was the smudge of the holy ashes and the sign of the cross on our forehead, the reminder that we're dust, and we're going to end up being dust again. Today, the church, to make sure that we learn the lesson and have the tool that we need for this career of a good Lent, is teaching us about prayer. Yesterday was penance, offering up things, sacrifices. Today is prayer, and tomorrow will be charity. We call it alms deeds, but in kind of a general sense, it means all of the good works of mercy, temporal and spiritual. Love of God and our neighbor. Yesterday we started off on death, and if you don't mind, children, I thought today we would just stay with the D's, because D's could be easy to remember. So we did death yesterday and dust. And I want to talk to you a little bit about death again today, and also deception. And also dogs. Let's talk to you about dogs a little bit. And discipline, and devotion, and the last D, that makes about 6 or 7, I think, is daughter. Today is the feast day of a great saint of penance. She's called the Saint Mary Magdalene of the Franciscan or Seraphic Order, Saint Margaret of Cortona. And there's her picture there, and we have her picture in our calendar, and an indulgence prayer in the calendar. And you should get the calendar off the wall today and say that prayer to St. Margaret of Cortona. She was a little bit, when she was a girl, I think, she was born around the time of St. Francis of Assisi, just about 50 miles away, and St. Clare died when she was 5 years old. That's about when she lived in Italy. And as a little girl, I think she was a bit like the little flower, St. Therese of Lisieux, that is to say that her mother loved her very, very much. And she was a little spoiled, I think. A little spoiled. And she learned from her mother to love Almighty God. And she got the Catholic faith from her mother, thank God, along with holy baptism. And when she was 7, her mother died, similar to the little flower. Her father was a peasant farmer, and he needed a good wife to help him do all the work. So he married another woman who was a good woman, but she didn't love her new stepdaughter, Margaret, very much, I'm afraid. And Margaret was sort of always very happy, and in the old innocent days, she was happy and gay and full of life and very affectionate. And so she was also very pretty. Remember, back then, everybody lived a much shorter life as a rule, and children didn't have the teenage years. When you became a teen, you were an adult, and you got married, and you started a family, if that was your vocation. So when she was 12 years old, which was back when, about when girls would get married, when she was 12 years old, she was swept off her feet by a handsome knight whose name was Arsenio. He was a nobleman, and he had a castle, lots of money. He was 14. So it was about the age, as they say, of getting married, and he promised, come with me to my castle and I'll marry you. But he never kept his promise. And they lived in sin, as many young people do today, much to the grief of our Lord and our Blessed Mother. They had a child, and he kept on promising that they would get married, and they never did. And one day, Arsenio went out hunting, and he took the dog. And they both loved their dog very much. I think it was sort of an inside dog. Well, he didn't come back from hunting all day long. Where did Arsenio go? And that night he didn't come back. And the next day he was still gone. And finally the dog came back. And the dog tugged at her dress, and made little doggy sort of whimpering noises. So she thought to herself, I better follow him. And she followed the dog into the forest. And there in a pit, covered over with branches and leaves, was the body of Arsenio. And she was filled with grief to see how cruelly he had been murdered by his enemies. But then also to think that because of her, he had died with a mortal, many mortal sins upon his soul. She felt very bad about that. And she decided to change her life and to go home and to do penance. And so she went home, and her father was willing to let her come back, but her stepmother was very proud, and she said, no, you're a wicked girl. You've given a bad example. Get out. Which was very uncharitable. So she didn't know what to do, and she was wandering around with her baby boy, and she came across two good Catholic ladies who said, well, go to see the Franciscans. They're very kind. And so she went to see the Franciscans, and they were very kind to her, and they helped her to get a job and take care of her son. And for 3 years, she did extreme penance and prayed very, very much. And then she was allowed to become a third order Franciscan, but she continued really her whole life long with a life of devotion. So see how death and the dog led her to a life of true devotion. That's what we're meant to think about today most of all. Ezekias is told in today's epistle, he was the king of Israel, he was told by the prophet Isaiah, get ready, get your house ready, you're going to die, you won't live. And he turned his face, he was in bed, he turned his face over to the wall and he wept and he begged our Lord most humbly and sincerely because he had a job to do. He needed to get his army together and defend his city. And God heard his prayer because it was so humble. It's the same thing as the prayer of the centurion. His servant or his son is sick and he feels so bad. He prays so sincerely to our Lord, even though he's a pagan. And he's very, very humble when he prays. Our Lord heals his son, he hears his prayer, and all is well. That's children, those are good examples for us. Prayer of St. Margaret, of St. Of the centurion, the prayer of Ezekias the king, of sincerity and really great humility. We would call it devotion in prayer. Full of faith, full of faith. They're not just saying words with their mind someplace else. They really want what they're praying for. All these years that St. Margaret of Cortona was doing penance, our Lord loved her very much. And he would talk to her sometimes. That's what we do when we pray. We talk to each other, don't we? Well, we talk to our Lord, and our Lord talks to us if we listen. You have to listen, though. Well, our Lord would talk to her, and he would always call her poverella, which means poor little one, poor little girl, kind of, poverella. But she, whose heart still wanted to be loved and have affection, she wanted our Lord to call her my daughter. And it wasn't until years later, after many years of prayer and penance, that one day when our Lord appeared to her and started talking to her, he called her Filia, my daughter. And that made St. Margaret so very, very happy. Children, our Lord calls all of us son or daughter. He loves us all dearly. Now is our time in Lent to prove to our Lord in turn how much we love him, or at least how much we want to love him. Today and all Lent long, when we say prayers, let's not say words. Let's pray with true devotion. Be as loyal as a dog. A dog's great joy in life is one, to be with his master. That's all the dog wants. We should find our great joy, at least in Lent, children, of being with our master, our Lord. Let's learn from his saints. Let's learn even from his creatures the lovely lesson of true devotion when we pray. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.